You're listening to Voices of Experience. I'm Jeff Ryan.
And I am Michael Scott Karpovich. You know, Jeff, your interview last month with Ron Arden dramatically affected so many people. And now, as we focus on platform mechanics, it's amazing how we build on that story. To really understand platform mechanics, I approach three industry leaders who look at the mechanics of the platform completely differently. I traveled to Atlanta, Georgia, where I met up with John Maluso Jr. John reminded us to be prepared for different learning styles of our audience.
Essentially, we know, all of us know, that there are four learning styles: visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and the newest one, haptic, which is really a synthesis of all three. These people learn one way, but they also communicate in a different way also. Educators have known this for many years. I think it's time for us as speakers to begin applying that discipline to our audiences now. One, you've got to start with, what pattern are you? What is your best preferred communication style? And two, what is your audience? And what percentage of those people are visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and haptic, and how are you responding to them? Very, very important, and I think that's the next growth step for we as speakers. The visual person is going to want to think and want to see. They're going to be a lot more monotone in voice, much more structured in the way of sitting. They'll be at an attention almost. They want to see it, think about it, and ponder it. Auditory. They like relationships, so they like stories, metaphor. They want to have music in your voice. The wider range of questions that allow for auditory stimulation, that's what they want. The kinesthetic people, they want sensitivity. You know, in fact, I mentioned Zig Ziglar kneeling in front of the audience, making an intimate point with a softer voice and smaller gestures. That really opens people up and has them lean into the speaker. It's a perfect illustration of the kinesthetic and developing that sensitivity. Haptic, doing all three at once. So that's an easy one as long as you're doing all three. But the big thing is really, one, know what your preference is, know your audience, and then also, two, know who you're selling to. How do you respond and communicate on the step that gets you the job? The eyes are the windows of the soul, we've all heard. It's intriguing that the answer to our communication challenges have been right there all along, and yet we didn't necessarily consciously notice it. It's fascinating to me as I watched my friend develop this psychological profile, looking at the iris of someone's eyes. Incredible. And at the same time, when Harvard Medical School says it'll be a leader in the future and University of Calgary says 97% accurate, it's remarkable that people begin to look at truth and they say, yeah, that's true. And I can use that information to link and communicate much more effectively one-on-one and with groups.
Fantastic, John. Just discovering personality types with the iris of the eye blows me away. If you would like to learn more about Denny Ray Johnson's work titled What the Eye Reveals, check out the VOE section of the NSA website or check out Johnson's website, RAYID.com. Imagine how our presentations and our platform mechanics can develop if we use any one of these suggestions. Pat Ball's blocking would empower our performance. Dr. Phelps' scripting would tone our words. And Maluso's focus on different learning styles would bring our message home to more people. You're listening to Voices of Experience. I am Michael Scott Karpovich.
And I'm Jeff Bryan.